Wow! I'm ready!
A T-Dog!
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Welcome to the Bulkin Boys Gamble Their Rent Away Part
N.
Sorry. You're doing the South Park episode where they're all
Mark Zuckerberg.
They can all read minds. Figure something out.
My style.
That's politically correct for N.
Newton never nuts.
Okay.
Nipples never noodle. Newton.
You're just saying words that start with N.
Yeah, this is how my thought process works. I just say N words.
Not funny. Oh, so last week we didn't do one because Chris decided to fly to Florida.
Florida.
What happened that Sunday that we didn't do one either? I don't remember. Either way. Really interesting college football, I guess, leading up to this week. Last week, Alabama lost and is officially out of the playoffs.
Wonderful. Fuck you, Nick Saban.
A couple weeks ago, Oregon lost to Arizona State, which knocked them out of the playoff hunt as well.
It seems pretty set as to who's going to get in except for number four.
Ohio
State can lose and they're in. LSU can lose and they're in. Clemson, as long as they win, they're in. It only depends on Georgia. If Georgia beats LSU, they're in. If Georgia loses, it's either Utah, Oklahoma, Baylor. It could be any of those three teams, I think, and those three teams only.
Okay. If
I don't see any two-loss team getting in there, so those are the three one-loss teams that could get in.
Trey, three one-loss teams. It's Oklahoma or Utah, really. That's it.
Now, here's a hypothetical.
You don't read Big Cat's tweet.
What?
Don't read the Wisconsin hypothetical.
Not Wisconsin. Ohio State loses.
Uh-huh.
LSU loses.
Uh-huh.
To Georgia, obviously.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. Ohio State loses. Oh, it doesn't matter what Ohio State they're in. It doesn't matter what LSU they're in. LSU wins, let's say. Ohio State wins. Clemson loses, and obviously Georgia loses. Who fills those two slots? Is it then...
If Oklahoma wins, they're in.
It's the winner of each of the other two championship games?
No, because...
What if Oregon loses?
Oregon lost twice. So Oregon's already out. Oregon's done.
So
it's Utah.
What if Oregon wins that? So then it's...
Then Utah is...
It's the winner of Oklahoma-Baylor, 100% in. And then is it just Clemson? The one-loss Clemson?
It's one-loss Clemson, maybe.
Yeah. Or two-loss Georgia?
No, because Georgia lost to South Carolina. Yeah. And Clemson lost to... Nah, Clemson should be out if they lose.
Two-loss Wisconsin gets in.
No.
If Wisconsin
has three losses.
No, they have two, I thought.
I think they have three.
I'll look it up as we talk.
Almost positive they have three. They're eighth, and I think they have three.
I don't think you could be a three-loss team at eight. No, they're 10-2.
Okay.
So that Wisconsin can get in. Here's their road. They beat Ohio State. So Oklahoma is 6, Baylor 7. Whoever wins that game moves. So they move ahead of one of those two teams. Utah loses, so they move ahead 2. So right now they're 6 in this scenario. Georgia will have 2 losses, so they move ahead of Georgia. So right now they're 5. So it basically comes down to committee. Do we want to put Clemson in, or do we want to put a 1-loss Clemson or a 2-loss Wisconsin, whose only 2 losses were
Illinois. It's one of the worst losses in football.
Never mind.
They're not in.
They're out.
They're out.
So it's
six, seven. It's six. It's Clemson will stay. I get no because Clemson is they played nobody.
As long as LSU and Ohio State both win, Clemson's in probably. Most likely, I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway,
it's gonna be pretty boring. I think.
Let's jump into college football this week. It's championship week. Pretty excited.
Can't wait.
You can't wait.
You have a limited slate of games to pick from because it's.
Oh, I have every single conference has their championship.
Yeah, but like, there's only one game in each conference.
Yeah, no, it's
literally,
but they're the best games. I usually pick the best games.
I know, but usually pick one from every conference. There's literally only one from every conference right now.
Yeah, it makes it really easy for me, actually.
Yeah, I said it was a limited slate.
And I already bet on all of these as well.
We haven't argued in like 2 weeks on a pod, so this is just a lot. I have to argue about everything.
Let's go into, excuse me, my lungs.
Calm down, Hillary.
Let's go into the Pac-12.
Yes, we've got the USA Ducks out there now.
You think they're going to blow it?
Yeah, I think Utah's going to lose.
Wow.
I think Oregon's going to come off that Arizona State loss and beat Utah.
Sorry, Mitt Romney.
It's probably, I think it's the closest championship game. A lot of them are kind of, no. LSU, Georgia may be the second closest.
No, Baylor, Oklahoma will be close. It'll be a shootout. They should have lost to them the first time, Oklahoma.
Oh, no, Utah, Oregon. I don't know. I'm actually not sure if they're going to win, but I think they're going to cover the spread. Quackers.
Well, what is the spread?
6.5. Well, that's what it was when I bet on it yesterday.
I like them to cover that. And it's a neutral site?
Yeah. So I took Ducks +6.5.
I like that bet. I think you're right. It will be a close game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a close game. They haven't ever been blown out this year.
Like, neutral field, other you take out. The points.
Yeah.
100%.
Their two losses have been by 6-1.
And last week, Utah took a while to get going. I know that
they blew them out at the end, but they were, if that ended close, would have been in trouble. Hey.
No, they're still in.
Who's that? Is that GroupMe?
Yeah, I turned it off. I don't know why it's still coming through.
Let's go into
what a shock.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're actually going to win this game either. But I like the over Oklahoma money line. I think they're going to win. I have to bet that they're going
to
win.
What's the money line? -1?
-280.
-280?
Yeah, they're like 16-point favorites.
That is terrible. That is off. Where's the game is home?
No, I don't know. Let me look at it again. I gotta look at it.
What happened between the last time they played when they were losing the entire game?
And then won.
Okay, but what happened between then and now that makes you 16.5 points more sure about it? That's crazy.
I don't know if it's 16.5. I might be confusing it. I did this 2 days ago, actually, so now I gotta look it up. It might be 7. It might be 7.5. Or 8.5.
I was going to say 16.5 is a crazy number.
Either way, over 63.5, definite.
Yeah, that is more likely.
They didn't hit. Last week was the first week. They didn't hit 60.
Shout out, Brad. We were at the bar together.
Motherfucker. Why, did he take the under in that game?
No.
Oh, okay.
Second half over we took.
I don't know. I think for some reason Oklahoma in the second half of that Baylor game.
It's 8.5.
8.5. There it is. Okay. And I'm thinking of a different game, which is the next one coming up. Anyway.
That makes it a lot different. 16.5 points is
I don't think
Big Ten. I don't think that's going to be something that you could cover.
Yeah. So I'm going to take that money line though.
Got to get that
because I don't trust them covering. For some reason, their defense literally in the second half just turns. In the second half of that Baylor game, their defense has been good since then. They're getting picks. They're picking up fumbles. They haven't done this all year, and all of a sudden they're good. Like they figured it out right at the right time to figure it out.
It's in Arlington, Texas,
which is it's still a neutral site because Oklahoma that traveled to Arlington, Texas is like 3 hour drive.
Which is it's at Baylor.
It's in Waco.
Hold on, never mind. I'm totally lying about this.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
Yes, it's the championship game. They wouldn't have it in someone's home, unless it just happened to land there that year. But usually it does not.
No.
They can't do that. I think Jalen Hurts is just balling out. He's going to continue balling out. If Jalen Hurts wins this game, goes to the playoff, beats Joe Burrow, I know it doesn't technically count in the vote for the Heisman.
Burrow won.
I know it doesn't technically count in the vote for the Heisman, but if Jalen Hurts wins this game, Georgia loses to LSU, is out, Oklahoma goes in. Utah loses to Oregon. Even if Utah beats Oregon, this is a bigger, better win for Oklahoma than Utah's win because of the ranking, based on the rankings.
Yes.
So Oklahoma should technically be in. So if Oklahoma's in,
yes,
and he beats Joe Burrow in the championship game,
doesn't matter. literally doesn't matter.
I think it does matter.
Why?
Because they don't pick white guys for the Heisman. You know that.
The Heisman voting is done already, I believe. I think they do it now.
What?
They do the Heisman now.
I understand.
There's nothing that could happen. It doesn't matter. Like, Burrow won. It's over.
What if he throws seven picks?
He went undefeated in the SEC.
No, he didn't. He still has one game left.
All right. He went one loss in the SEC with historic numbers. He would have to, like, have 14 racial slurs on the field, throw eight picks, and then say that he banged his, like, sister in order for him not to win the Heisman.
I'm sure he throws a lot of racial slurs and might bang his sister.
If only two of those three things happen, he still wins it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think he could win it.
Yeah.
I'm praying he still wins it.
And I could have sex with a supermodel. It's not likely.
No, this is way more likely than you having sex with a supermodel.
I don't know.
Like 1,000 times more likely this could happen.
What if I have a roofie?
Okay, not raping. You said having sex. No. Having sex implies consensuality.
It's too small.
Is consensuality a word? Consensuality? Misconsensuality?
Misconsensuality.
Oh, we should make...
That's a great movie. I'm writing that down right now. That's a great movie idea. Wow. Misconsensuality.
That's a great 2019, well, soon to be 2020 movie.
That would be the greatest, like, liberal, hipster,
yeah,
like, equal rights movie of all time. We could pander. So it'll be on Netflix in 4 days.
Probably already is. I bet if you Google misconsensuality, it's like Netflix's new project.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. That was so good. That's a bestseller.
Top five, top ten.
Maybe even top two movie title of all time.
All right. So, yeah, Oklahoma money line, over 63.5 for that game. ACC.
Like that. Like the over.
You like it.
I like the over.
ACC game. Fuck you, Clemson's gonna win the game. Obviously, they're gonna blow him out. What?
Correct.
Yeah. I wanted to sing something there. Clemson -29. I got it -28.5. When I wrote this down, it was -29, and then I went on and bet on it at 28.5.
UVA, right?
Against UVA, which is their first ACC championship game ever, I think.
UVA?
UVA. In football, obviously. They have a Mormon head coach.
Weird.
Yeah, he was the BYU head coach. He turned this team around from a 1-9 team to now in the ACC championship.
Chris Long's alma mater.
Chris Long's alma mater, yeah. He went 0-4 against Virginia Tech.
Correct.
While he was there.
Solo podcast.
Yep.
Shout out.
Yep. Yeah, I think Clemson, this is like a... They've been blowing the dicks off of everybody recently. Once everyone was just like shitting on them, didn't put them in the top four in the first rankings, they were like, all right, we're just going to fuck everybody up. Like, sorry to everybody that's not good.
I hate Dabo like so much.
Why do you hate Dabo? I love Dabo.
Because he's like...
Dabo.
Players will never get paid ever. They are the worst. He has like a whole like weird stance on that.
They do get paid technically.
You know what I mean though? He's like so far against it. He's so far against transferring. Like, what are you, their slave owner? You don't get to like dictate where they can and can't go.
Well, transferring, the process has become unbelievably easy.
Yeah, like, but stupid he's against easy. It. He's like against you being able to leave at all.
Well,
that's why I don't like him.
The reason he's against it is because his backup quarterbacks, the ones that lose out, that
are incredible,
are usually incredible, and then they go to a rival, like they go to fucking Virginia Tech, and they beat them in a game.
There's only one ball. There's only one quarterback you can have playing at a time. So. Yeah,
that's why I really wanted Oklahoma to win and Alabama to get in, and then Jalen Hurts to beat Tua in an Oklahoma-Alabama rematch, because he definitely would have. He would have just ran all over him. Five touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns.
What if Tua got hurt and then Tua's little brother came in the game and then beat Jalen Hurts with the Tagovailoa family just
isn't he like
life?
A defender?
I don't know.
A running back?
It'd just be cool if he came in as quarterback.
They have a white backup.
Oh, even better if he's a corner. If Tua's brother pick sixes Hurts to end the game, that would have been so great.
Well, that wouldn't happen. He's thrown like three picks all year.
Well, anything could happen, Bones.
Anything can happen. Okay, Big Ten. Boring. Wisconsin against Ohio. This is the most boring game. I think Ohio State's going to blow them out.
This is neutral as well?
Yeah. Everything's neutral. Every single one of these games is neutral. I was going to throw in some like other championship games that are going on this weekend.
Boise State?
The Boise State game, but they're huge favorites against Hawaii because it's not in Hawaii. The only way Hawaii wins that game, if it's somehow... if that game is like either in Japan or Hawaii. Like those are the only two places that Hawaii can win that game in.
Japan.
Well, I mean, it's like a short travel for them and a long travel for everyone else. Because the travel for them fucks them the fuck up. They can never be good with that type of travel.
They will be playing on D-Day, right?
Are they?
Isn't D-Day the 7th? Isn't that what it is? Right? Whatever, I don't know. Maybe that was Pearl Harbor Day? I don't know. Continue.
D-Day. D-Day, different yeah, it's Pearl Harbor.
Harbor.
I know, yeah, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor Day is the 7th.
That's not D-Day. Do you know what D-Day is?
I knew one of them was the 7th. I didn't know which one
D-Day
it was.
D-Day was in like June 6th, I believe.
Okay. Well, I knew one of them
June or July 6th.
I knew one of them was Saturday, so it's Pearl Harbor Day. Then Hawaii would have to be overwhelming favorites. If it's Saturday. It is this Saturday. How can you bet against Hawaii on Pearl Harbor Day?
They're not in Hawaii, though.
It doesn't matter. Look at all that morale.
Is there that morale, though? This happened in 1941.
I don't know.
So long ago. Anyway, going into the Big Ten, Wisconsin, Ohio State. Ohio State's the team that's 16.5-point favorites. I think they're going to beat them by 25 or 30. I think
they'll win this one going away.
They have a better defense and a better offense. And even though I think Wisconsin is the best NFL-ready running back, very definitely a NFL running back.
Taylor?
I just don't think...
He might not be able to run the ball when you're down by 40.
Yes. He's not going to do much. And Ohio State's going to score a lot. I think they're going to win by... I'm going to bet this game a lot. A lot of live in-game betting. I hope Wisconsin scores early to make it like 7-0. And I'm just going to hammer Ohio State. I did that with Auburn last week. I won so much on Auburn. I just kept betting Auburn. Every time they were up, they were like, 6.5-point underdog, 6.5-point favorites. I'm like, taking both of these things. It was very weird. Very, very weird week. And what is last? Oh, my blow. This is probably the worst blow. That should have been my blow, now that I think about this.
That's right. You got some shitty coke.
Okay. SEC. The Georgia Bulldogs. I'm just going to read off some things here. The Georgia Bulldogs are really good at playing close games when they shouldn't win by a lot. The LSU Tigers are really good at fucking teams up. Georgia loves losing big games. Joe Burrow loves winning big games. What does that all mean?
You're picking Georgia, probably.
What?
And I think you're going against the grain.
Oh, where did that go? Oh, this is sad.
Did you have a Coach O speech?
No, I did. I had a song, and I don't know where it went.
Coach O, down in the bayou. Coach O, roll that tiger.
Interesting. Anyway, it was like a Louisiana song, and when I was laughing before, there was like some weird child comment in it.
Bayou Bengal.
Yeah, about the bayou. So it means the Bayou Boys are going to roll in the SEC championship game. They're going to knock Georgia out of the playoff, allowing Utah, Oklahoma to join in. LSU's only 7.5-point favorites, but I think that's a lot, but I'm going to take it. I did take it. LSU is 7.5 and under 54.5. I think that's a ridiculous. Georgia, every time anybody plays Georgia, the game's like 40, 42. 54 seems like a lot.
If this was literally 12 months ago, I would have said 7.5, take the Georgia, because every game would have been like 4-3. But this year, it's a totally different team, LSU. So
yeah, but Georgia, everyone that's played Georgia has. It's always been a close game.
No, I think LSU's going to blow them out. Like, I think it will be, if LSU wins, it will be like a 20-plus point victory.
I know they're going to win by 7. I can feel it. I feel it in my bones.
So you could buy the hook if you'd like.
I could, but I didn't. I already bet on all of these.
Okay.
Everything's already done. I parlayed every single one of these games.
Would now be a bad time to tell you that Joe Burrow's not playing?
That was like when last year I bet on West Virginia. I bet on it so early, they didn't announce that, what's his name?
Will Greer.
Will Greer wasn't
like,
playing.
Nah, I'm not playing.
And I was like, motherfucker, I already bet on this. I should have bet on the other side. And we were at the bar. We were at, Green Rock. And the game's going, I'm like, where the fuck's Will Greer? They're like, he announced yesterday he wasn't playing. I'm like, motherfucker, I bet on this 3 days ago.
He wanted to make a lot of money instead.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, those are my picks.
Kyle Allen's backup now.
Those are my picks. I'm done with my picks for a while. This is it. I'm going to have to do only NFL.
Yeah.
Until the end of the month, basically.
Until the college football playoff, I guess.
No, I'm going to do the bowl games.
We can do bowl games, that's true.
Which is like the week. Yeah, once the bowl games are out.
There's like a million of them.
I know. I'm going to pick and choose what weeks. I'm going to do the big bowl games.
Okay. New Year's bowls.
All right. I'm done. Oh. Boo.
I had it muted.
Boo.
Hold on.
Boo.
I had it muted because of GroupMe.
Are you going to scream? Should I turn down the volume?
Not yet. I just want to go. Heraclitus once said that one cannot step twice in the same river. I disagree because I lose so much. I've stepped in that river infinite amount of times. I just want to give you an update on where I am on the year, so why you should be fading me every time I give you a pick. 26 and 42 for minus 46 units. And if you think my lock of the week is good, it's not. It's 4-7. So let's get into it. Distinguished guests, gather around, hush your mouths and open your ear holes. Bones, do you know what the best Christmas song of all time is?
I've been dreaming of a white... Bing Crosby?
Mariah Carey's rendition of All I Want for Christmas is You. And Bones, on this holiday season, as we pray for those suffering, impoverished, and hungry around the world, there is something way more important that I would like to have happen in the 2020 NFL Draft. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just one D and I need, and I don't care about Tua Tagovailoa or his favorite target, Jerry Jeudy.
Jeudy, stop!
Although we could use some blocking to keep Danny Dimes' pretty face. Jalen Hurts will make me happy no matter what Bones might say. I just want Chase Young for my own, more than Bayou legend Joe Burrow. Let's do boners for Big Blue. All I want for Christmas is pick number 2. Woo! For OSU. Baby. Listen up to the often talked about best faded. 6 picks from the 6 borough. Bright lights, big cities. Follow me. C to bankruptcy. First up, you'll notice the theme in a minute. We have our almost heaven lock of the week.
Come on, Stu. It was beautiful. We climaxed at the same time.
How does that work?
Shoot my load into you, shoot your load on the floor.
We're going with the Dolphins and the Jets over 44. We're down by so many units, we're going to get crazy this week. We're going to go for 7 units. Both of these defenses are absolute doormats. The Jets defense couldn't even stop Sam Darnold from getting mono. I bet they wouldn't be able to stop a ladyboy from coming on the floor either. Revenge game 9.0 for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Make sure to check back in with the weather. Otherwise, this is going to be a shootout. Jets-Dolphins over 44.
Will it be a shootout? Jets scored 6 points. 6 against Cincinnati.
And they had
6.
34 every game the 3 weeks earlier. They're going to bounce back. It's the Dolphins' defense is bad. Cincinnati, I told you, that was the kitchen sink game for Cincinnati. They needed to win a game. They came to play, revitalized with Andy Dalton. They won the game.
I'd like to see the stats on how many times the Jets have been the team that a defeated team has beaten to become.
Twice this year. It was it depends. After let's say week 5, it happened twice. The Dolphins and the Bengals beat them.
Yeah.
For their first wins.
How about Monday Night Football being... Oh, go ahead. Just keep going.
All right.
Being garbage. That's what I'm saying.
Our parlay of the week, aptly named the Owl, because one will lose.
Paging Dr. Faggot.
Paging.
Dr.
Aaron Rodgers. Buckle up. 25 units. 25 units. All on the money line. The Texans, who will beat the Broncos. The Vikings, who will beat the Lions. And the Packers, who will beat the Redskins. Texans are riding high. They just beat the Pats. I think Watson will keep it rolling. The Vikings are playing at 1 o'clock on a Sunday. That's a win for Kirk Cousins. He doesn't lose in those time slots. Unless he, David, blows it.
He was pretty good on Monday.
Yeah, but I think now that there's a game of tape on him, he threw a couple just like bombs down the field and the guys were wide open. Because the Bears were just like, this guy's going to just check it down all day. I think the Vikings will be smarter than that. And the Redskins have won 2 in a row somehow. The first game that they won was a defensive touchdown, a special teams touchdown, and then 3 field goals because of turnovers. So
I'm fine with it. Keep fucking winning. Go ahead. Win again.
They're not going to beat the Packers. The Packers need this win because the Vikings are a game behind them, and they have to play each other again.
Yeah.
So they need this win.
If the Packers lose this game... Is Aaron Rodgers gay?
I would have to page him. Next up is our weekly teaser, aka the thick pick of the week, because a little extra never hurt.
That boy, funny because he's fat.
We're going to tease the Bengals up to 14.5 against the Browns, and we're also going to tease the total of the Rams and the Seahawks to over 42 for 7 units. Was that a real report? Well, according to our own Scott Schefter, OBJ wants out of Cleveland. Is that real?
He never wanted in of Cleveland.
Well, I guess that's also true.
The perfect place would hit for him would be Green Bay, because him and Aaron would hit it off instantly.
That would be great. They would be butt buddies.
Quite literally.
So Cincinnati just won last week. This could be a letdown game for them. However, if you remember last year, it was week 16 or 17, the Browns like embarrassed the Bengals and poured it on. So this, you know, they have a little bit to play for. It's a rivalry game. It's in conference. These two teams hate each other.
Nobody likes the Browns.
14.5 points, I think they're going to be able to cover. Cincinnati has been in games recently. They won one. They've been in games. They have Andy Dalton back. I'm cool with them. And the Rams and the Seahawks, the Rams dropped a shitload of points last week on the Cardinals, so they might have figured it out. They got some of their offensive linemen back. Woods had 100 catches. And the Seahawks, like, their offense is good. Is their defense that good? They just gave up, like, 35 to Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but Kirk Cousins has, if you look at his stats, he literally has the same stats as Russell Wilson, minus 3 touchdowns. Like, he has the same exact stats.
I still think both these defenses kind of suck, like, low-key. The Rams' defense obviously sucks. They've been giving up points all year long, except for last week.
Every three games, they're just like, they play game.
And that was last week, so that's over. And the Seahawks, basically, they don't blow anyone out. Every game is within touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to score a lot of points. So that's 7
Seahawks
units.
Games are great to watch. They're so much fun.
Yeah. 7 units, Rams, Seahawks over 42, and then the Bengals are up to 14.5. Our underdog of the week, Bones, I hope you know what this is, a.k.a. our cuck of the week.
Classic. We are back. Yes, we are back. We are getting
Eli Manning.
Oh, no.
The great one has returned. Eli Manning. The Giants plus 9.5 against the Eagles. Slam dunk. Easy pick. Flare pass to Camella. Nail him, nail him, nail him, nail him. Special teams. Great punt. Let's go, Big Blue. We're doing boners. This is purely a pick with my heart. They're going to get their asses kicked.
Probably. I don't know. The Eagles just lost to Miami. They just lost to Miami. If we beat the Eagles, I'm going to be pissed if we win. I don't want to win. I don't want to win this game.
Here's the thing. For the underdog of the week, how can I not pick Eli Manning coming back?
How about this? 16 years, never missed a game for an injury in 16 years.
Correct.
Daniel Jones, first year, 6 games in.
I think this is he's kind of hurt. He's not really that hurt at all, and we just want to make sure he's healthy, quote unquote, and also give Eli
16 years
a goodbye tour. He could play tomorrow if he had to, Danny Dimes. I guarantee you he could. There's no way this was coming.
Come.
Now, I'm only going 2 units on this because, like I said, like, I have almost no faith that they're going to win. Oddly enough, this line opened at 9. They announced Eli, and then it went up to 9.5. They announced Eli was the quarterback. The line went back down to 9 again. So that means more people were more confident in Eli Manning than Daniel Jones, which makes zero sense. What have you seen in Eli Manning over the last, like, 3 years that makes you anywhere near confident that he could do better than what Daniel Jones done this year?
I hope he's juicing for all these games.
It's not like he's, all right, you know, we're bringing in the old vet who takes care of the ball, and he's very smart with it. Eli Manning either checks down, throws a pick, or just takes a sack.
Saquad's over catches, over pass receiving yards.
He'll have 1,000 yards.
Yeah, he's just going to dump it to him all the time.
Every Giants receiver bench in your fantasy football
except for
league.
Saquon. Fuck, we're playing Big Mike. Fuck.
Well, here's the weird thing, though. Was it last year? Yeah. He threw 350 yards and like 3 touchdowns both times against the Eagles. It was the only game he played well all year was twice. He played 2 good games last year, both against the Eagles. It's weird. He's 116-116 as a starter. Also weird. They probably think he's going to win.
What are the Eagles, 6-6? They're bad. They're not good
either.
No,
they're 5-8, aren't they?
What?
They lost last week.
Yeah, they lost 6-7.
They were 5-6, I thought.
5-7 then. They're 5-7.
Five and seven, and Dallas is...
I was like, that math doesn't add up. There's 4 games left.
Yeah.
Yeah, our division is the worst. We could still, technically.
No, we're out. We're out.
We're out. Washington. We are.
I read a Ringer article that ranked...
Washington can.
Did you read that Ringer article with the worst division since like 2000-something or whatever?
For the past 5 years, we've had the worst division.
Well, it's like individual seasons, and they had us ranked as number 7 right now. It obviously could get worse or better, but we were the 7th worst division the last 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, outside of the Patriots, the AFC East is technically... It's just the Patriots hold them up. They can never be a bad division because the Patriots always win.
80 divisions. So there's been 88. Basically, 80 is the sample size. We are number 73 right now out of 80.
It's not good.
They did have the one Pats undefeated year on there because no one else was even close to 500, I think.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins were like 1-15.
Wasn't there... Like when the Saints... I feel like the NFC South was really bad for a period of time.
They were in there, too. There was a couple. Most of them on there were like everyone was 500, basically. Yeah. So it was like, this is just a weird division.
And the Seahawks.
The 7-9 Seahawks.
The 7-9 Seahawks. Number 2 or 3. Yeah.
Okay, so the Giants plus 9.5 is where I got it at for 2 units. Again, don't bet this. The Guma of the week, a.k.a. the pick I like second best.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon. Like... masturbating on an airplane.
I'm buying the hype, so make sure you fade this pick even harder. The Titans minus 3 against the Raiders for 3 units. Bones, you've been talking about Ryan Tannehill. You think he's great. I think he's awful. I think he's just going to swindle the Titans. I picked the Titans.
Okay.
I just mushed the Titans.
You mushed the Titans. What are you doing?
Correct. You know what it is? I'm so mad that they keep winning, and I think Tannehill sucks so much. I just have to mush him. So this is my official mush of Ryan Tannehill. Titans minus 3 units.
Dick.
Last up, our Christian Kirk player prop, which has been pretty bad lately.
You don't want to know the checks I had to write to fix this.
Oh, please. We're rich.
Christian Kirk is going to make us rich again.
Oh, please. We're rich shirt.
It's in the laundry.
Okay.
It's been, I don't think he's hit the over in like 4 weeks. Yeah. So he's due. So this is the week. I don't even know who they're playing. I don't even care.
You should care because if it's like San Francisco,
oh fuck, they're playing Pittsburgh
in Pittsburgh.
No, thankfully they're in Arizona. Look, he can't be this bad all year for the last stretch here. So we're going with them. So those are my 6 picks from the 6 borough, and I hope they make you as financially unstable as I am.
Jesus,
do we have Stu?
I don't know. He has an answer, man.
Okay.
Hello?
Wow! I'm ready!
A T-Dog!
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Shout out to owleatsfootball.com in case we don't get Stu on the air.